Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the story straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes, baby. In a Mississippi Minute. That's right.
Hey, I'm Steve Azar, and coming to you from the Keep Mississippi Beautiful Studios.
Yes.
When I was a little kid, between after school and before sports, I'd make a 13-layer peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I'm serious. You can actually go on my YouTube channel and see me making it, all 13 layers of deliciousness for my nephew. Might as well subscribe there while you're at it. You know what I'm saying. So I'm talking 5 days a week, I'd sit and eat it all while watching shows like Leave It to Beaver. One of the most memorable characters on that show shares the same name as today's guest, ironically enough, sort of, which I'm certain, fairly certain, his was derived from and played a role in the decision. Stay with me. He's been Billboard Air Personality of the Year and multiple times top 25 country program directors. Now the creator and host of his weekly Tesla podcast, Plug Your Ride, with now over 160 episodes in the can. So let's just get to it and chat with my dear, smooth-talking buddy, one of the greatest radio personalities and program directors I ever met, Eddie Haskell. Hello there, Edward.
Steve, how are you?
I'm good. What part of, are you mountain time or West Coast time right now?
Yeah, I am in Colorado, just north of Denver in Fort Collins. We got a snow squall last night, and it's beautiful today. Everything's just got that about inch coat of snow on it, so I love it.
All right, Eddie, you a skier? No skier?
Yeah,
ever since you moved back, what's going on?
I am not. You know what? I have lived in Salt Lake City, which, you know, Park City has great skiing. I lived in Denver two different times, and now Fort Collins, and I have never skied a day in my life.
Well, you're smart.
What a waste.
Man. No, there's no
waste.
What a waste, though. No, it's hard. It's hard, man. I remember the first time, you know, Gwen grew up skiing as a little kid and always went every year, but when you, the first time you put skis on is at 30. It's just a mistake. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, I feel like right now it's just optional injury. It's one of those things where when I get the broken collarbone, it's like, well, you know, you could have stayed home and played video games instead.
I love it. We're talking to Eddie Haskell. I've got nephews. One chose to go to Utah so he could ski every day. He's a trick skier, does all the flips. And the other went to Ole Miss with my son, Adrian. So they're twin boys, separated at graduation. And one at Ole Miss who hadn't been skiing went and tried to keep up with his brother and then tore a ligament, was out for the summer. You know how the rest is history. And they're young, for goodness sake. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
younger.
Exactly.
All right, Eddie, so you grew up in some flat land like I did, I imagine, Oklahoma. You were born and raised there?
Yes, sir. Born in Shawnee, Oklahoma, about 25,000 population just east of Oklahoma City, little under an hour. And, you know, typical small town life. You know, when I say I'm from Oklahoma, people usually, oh, did you grow up on a farm? And no, it was a little city. I wouldn't even call it a town. You know, we got our first Walmart while I was in junior high and our first McDonald's in the 80s, and just, you know, typical small city America. My dad was a fireman, so I got to ride in the Christmas parade on the back of the truck with Santa Claus every year, so I felt like I was a rock star. And just, you know, typical Oklahoma small town life.
Can I ask you now, your town, like, so for instance, my town, you know, moving back, after 20 years in Nashville, coming back home, half the population was gone. Was your town on the rise back then? On the rise it, now?
It has stayed about flat. You know, when I go back, I don't even recognize it. You know, there's a mall now, and there was no mall. When I was there, there was a Main Street, and you went downtown, and you went, you know, it was about a five-block Main Street, and you'd start at one end and shop, and then you'd go to Ben Franklin's, and then you'd go to Woolworth, and then you'd go to the Western Wear store, and you just work your way down one side and back up the other, and it just blew me away that they'd have a mall. But then I think about it, and there were no malls in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
You know, it's of course it's got a mall. All towns got a mall in the 80s. I'm surprised it still has one because so many are closing down. So I would say it's modernized, but it's still a small town. The thing you do notice when you get away is how much more economically depressed it was than you thought it was. I was just white trash kid from Oklahoma. I didn't know any better. But, you know, you get around and live a little, and then you go back and you're like, wow, I lived in that house. My house on Zillow right now, the house I grew up in, is worth $13,000.
Wow.
So that tells you a little bit about property values in and what kind of neighborhood I grew up in. It wasn't a rough neighborhood. It was just no money. I mean, just very working class. But and that's kind of the vibe of that whole town. It kind of feels like it struggled its whole life,
right?
But, is proud of where it is anyway.
Wow, we're talking to Eddie Haskell. That answer was absolutely spot on. Eddie, your folks, what did your dad do?
My dad, they both passed in the past couple of years, but my dad was a retired firefighter my entire life. So from the time I was born, my dad put on a uniform and drove in a big red truck, and I could not have been more proud and excited to tell people that. And my mom worked at the Air Force Base in Midwest City, which is about a 40-minute drive from Shawnee, Tinker Air Force Base. And she just did office work type stuff her whole career, and then retired early and just settled back in Stillwater with my brother and my sister, both living 10 minutes away. And I was the one who just, you know, the second I turned 18 said, all right, I'm going to go see what's out there.
Yeah, and yes, you have. You've seen a whole lot that's out there. I've seen a whole lot with you, actually, on the occasions.
Yes, one of the things I love when people ask me, and I've done all kinds of radio. I've done adult contemporary. I've done top 40. Yep. I've done pretty much everything. But I moved into country in the mid-90s and met you shortly thereafter. And anytime anybody asks me what my favorite is, there's no hesitation. It's country, and it's because of the people. And it's the people that work for the record labels. It's the artists. I mean, I have a cell phone full of numbers from guys like you and Dan and Shay and Tim McGraw and just all these people that I've met along the way that are like, oh, yeah, here, let me give you my number. Call me, buddy. And they don't hesitate to think, I'm giving my number to a stranger. They're just good people. And so I've really been blessed to be part of the country music community for over 20 years and not a better group of people. But I remember when you came in and brought your music in, I just, it touched me in a way that nothing else had, because it had that Delta vibe to it that is you, and that combined with the Nashville production country music thing that was going on was really interesting to me. You had a great sound, and I just loved it, and we did have the freedom. I remember my boss at the time, Al Casey, we would sit down and listen to songs each week. And if people don't know how a music meeting, as we call it in the business, works, every week, usually on Mondays, you got a pile of I still call them records, a pile of records that come in from the record labels, and they say, this is the week we'd like to have you. And so you've got probably 10 to 15 of those songs. Well, you've probably got six or eight that would like to have you this week, and another 10 or 15 that wanted you last week and the week before and the week before, but you didn't. So we would just get the stack up, and what a great life to get paid for this.
We're in the Mississippi Minute. I'm Steve Azar. I'm with my man, Eddie Haskell. And then we're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful Studios. That's how we roll. No, I don't mind. Oh, I don't mind. Most of the time. Hey folks, it's Steve Azar, and my friends at Guaranty Bank are excited to introduce contactless debit cards. These contactless debit cards can make checking out quick and easy. The tap-and-go process is quicker than inserting a chip card and way faster than using cash. How do you get your new contactless card? Well, it'll automatically be mailed to you when your debit card expires, or you can contact your local branch. Go to gbtonline.com to find out more. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
From the SeabrookPaint.com Weather Center, I'm Bob Sullender. For all your paint and coating needs, go to SeabrookPaint.com. Today, sunny conditions and a beautiful day, high near 92. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low around 69. Your Finally Friday, a 20% chance of rain, mostly sunny, high near 91. And for your Saturday, sunny skies with a slight chance of rain, high near 93. This weather brought to you by No Drip Roofing and Construction. With rain coming, let us show you what the No Drip difference is all about. No Drip Roofing and Construction, online at NoDripMS.com.
The best made-to-order lunch is right around the corner at 4th and Gold Sports Cafe. Eat in or carry out, DoorDash or Grubhub. Call 769-208-8283. That's 769-208-8283. Once again, 769-208-8283.
Hello, friends. This is Andy Gibson, your Commissioner of Agriculture and Commerce. If you love agriculture and the great outdoors, and you don't want to miss the exciting new Ag and Outdoor Expo. 60,000 square feet of everything for ag and hunting and fishing. All on display in the brand new Mississippi Trade Mart, August 6th, 7th, and 8th. Put on by the great folks at the Foundation for Mississippi Wildlife, Fisheries, and Parks, and sponsored by Southern Ag Credit. Shop great deals on the latest guns, gear, clothing, and equipment. There's fun for the whole family. The Axe Women Loggers of Maine, the Fetch and Fish Dog Show, and the Big Buck Contest, Mississippi's largest display of trophy bucks. And Saturday night, you don't want to miss the concert featuring national headliner Tyler Farr and hot Mississippi artists Adam Doliak and Hannah Everhart, along with Corey Smith. The Mississippi Ag and Outdoor Expo, August 6th through 8th. For more information, visit MississippiOutdoorExpo.com.
Hey, this is Brad Harbor at the Range in Gluckstadt. If you ever found yourself in a life or death situation, do you possess the mental and physical skills needed to survive? We are offering defensive handgun classes taught by someone who actually lived through such a deadly encounter, Dr. Larry Goldstein. If you want to be better able to defend yourself or your loved ones, you can sign up now at rangebyjimmyprimos.com or call us at 601-746-2202 for more information.
Hello, I'm Gary Jolly from the Tractor Store in Richland. Now's the best time of the year to save more with Mahindra. And it all starts with zero. Pay zero down and 0% interest up to 60 months. That's more for less on many of Mahindra's best-selling models, with tractors that deliver more lift, capacity, fuel efficiency, and built-in weight. So get zero down, 0% interest for up to 60 months on Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. Mahindra, available at the Tractor Store in Richland.
Hey, this is Bob, and if you're like me, you like dealing with local people. Majestic Metals was founded in Mississippi in 1954 and are headquartered right in Gluckstadt. For complete metal building systems and steel roofing and siding, call the hometown folks. Majestic Metals, 800-647-8540 or online at MajesticMetalsINC.com.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
I'm with my man, Eddie Haskell. Keep Mississippi Beautiful Studios, talking about how a record gets played. All right, Eddie, keep going.
We would pop one in the CD player, even though I call them records, and we would listen, and we would go, and this is hard. If people think this is easy, it's not. It was a struggle. I don't have to be me till Monday, which is such a no-brainer. Oh, my gosh, what an amazing song. We listened to it and said, well, I like it. Well, you know, the guy's had one hit so far. Yeah, I know. This would be a great Friday song, but would people want to hear it on Tuesday?
I agree with that.
we overthink all these things, and then, you know, at the same time, same week you've got, you know, a new Tim McGraw song, and you're like, okay, well, let's listen to that. And the way that the rotations work for a radio station, you may only have room for three songs this week. And so you got to pick the best that you think is the best. But I got to tell you, in Detroit, in those music meetings, there were so many times when we would analyze. If we had known how to do it back then, we'd have the strings of red yarn from one record to another, like we're solving a crime. And then at the end, we would go, I like the Azar record best. And we'd go, you're right, at it. And we had the freedom to do that with no pressure from a corporate structure or anything. And then we would put it out there, and we had great interaction at that station, and listeners would tell us immediately that that those songs either were or were not hits. And we weren't right all the time, but we didn't care. we were having fun and sharing music with people. So it was a joy to be able to do that and have the freedom to break an artist like you. I remember we were playing I Never Stopped Loving You by our favorite artist, Steve Azar. And it was doing okay on the chart. I want to say probably when we brought you in for a show, we had a big summer fest there in downtown Detroit. Detroit's a big city. It was market number 6 at the time. We had been playing I Never Stopped Loving You, which is just a great song. And I believe when you performed that weekend, it may have been in the 20s or 30s on the chart. It was still early. And I remember you got on stage, you sang a couple of songs, and then you hit that chord at the beginning of that song, and it was like, da, 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 and the crowd erupted. And I remember you looked over at me like, what in the hell?
Yeah, that was my first taste of what it felt like.
And what that was is a radio station making a connection with the listeners. And I remember that song may have been in the 20s or 30s, but it was in our highest rotation, which is about every 2.5 hours. So these people heard that. So back to my point, I knew after playing it 300 times, it was a smash. But the first time I listened to it, you listen to anything over and over, whether it's the theme from Friends or whatever. The first time you hear it, you go, "Huh, that's interesting." And the thousandth time you hear it, you're like, "Dan, da, 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 da," you know, clapping your hands.
Right.
it was really that. And I'll tell you, there were a couple of artists like that happened. Another was a Canadian artist named Lisa Brokop, who was out in the 90s.
Right, I remember Lisa.
Yeah, and Lisa had a really good song. What was it called? Take That. And it was a breakup song, and it was basically telling her boyfriend all the stuff to get out of her house. And it's like, take that letter, take these CDs, whatever. And if the sign that was it, and the end of the chorus was that if the sign says exit, take that. And
yeah.
I loved it. It was just a great song, so we played the heck out of it, even though not a lot of stations were. She played a show for us in Detroit. Same, she was, I believe, opening for Alan Jackson and had been on tour. And the look on her face when she hit the first two notes of that song and the crowd went wild. And you know what? That made me happier than any ratings day, any big success, is the fact that I'm helping people get their music to listeners. And, you know, that's what was exciting for me.
Well, We're talking to Eddie Haskell. Eddie, consolidation happens in a big way. In a, they deregulate radio, I guess. Right. That's what.
Right. Yeah. In 1996, prior to 1996, you could own, and this goes way back, one AM, one FM, and one TV in a market. So you'd have, like in Nashville, you would have WSM. And that's why sometimes you'll see the call letters of TV stations coincidentally have the same as a radio station. So like in Nashville, you would have WSM AM with the Grand Ole Opry. You'd have WSM FM and WSM TV. Well, now TV isn't owned by the same people. So in 1996, they changed those laws with the Telecommunications Act of 1996, and it allowed you to own, in some instances, up to six radio stations in one market. Now think about your city where you live. Can you name six radio stations where you live? Because most cities don't have a ton. Right. So six is a lot. And that really allowed, the intent was from an ownership level, but what the businessmen did is changed it to a management level. Now instead of me sitting in a room with Al listening to songs for one radio station, we may have three music meetings, but here's the key, it's the same two guys. So while I'm sitting in Detroit loving Steve Azar's new song, and maybe the guy in Cleveland doesn't get it, then if the same person is making those decisions across three or four radio stations, they're all going to start to have the same complexion.
Right, which is why Seattle and Dallas and Detroit all started to sound the same once this consolidation started to take place.
Right. Exactly. And because what happened is, you know, we were owned by a guy that one guy bought these four radio stations, and because they were so successful, I want to say, and I'm not exaggerating here, he bought Detroit for $13 million, and 3 years later sold it for $80 million.
It's not a bad move.
And who doesn't take the money?
Right.
But here's the deal. They sold them to CBS. And CBS was in a buying frenzy because the laws had changed. Timing could not have been better for the guy who owned our stations. He bought them in 94, I think. Telecommunications happens in 96 and in 97. Everybody's trying to buy up everything they can, and CBS, who already had stations in Detroit, wanted to fill out their portfolio, so they'll pay whatever it takes to be a big player in Detroit, and boom, all the fun was gone.
All the fun was gone. There you go, right there.
Detroit was a ripe market. There was only one country station there, and it was still holding on to the 80s. You know, you can still hear Oak Ridge Boys songs on the station. So we came in with this format we invented that we called Young Country. And it was all of the, it was just at the time when Clay Walker and Tracy Byrd and Tracy Lawrence and you and Clint Black and Garth were all just swelling. And all had one thing in common. They were all probably under 30. So we thought, why don't we just make a station? Love you, Alabama. Love you, Oak Ridge Boys. We're not going to play that.
Wow, I didn't know this.
We're going to do something different. Because to get noticed, you got to be different. You can't do the same thing.
Right.
And so we put this station on the air, and instantly had huge success. But if you look at the three things, it was people, my boss, Al, and I had worked together in Top 40 radio previously, and we really connected. I just loved him and his wife, and we were family. Detroit, you know, people would say, wait, that's Motown. How did country music do well in Detroit? Detroit is really northern Ohio, because it's where they make cars. It's full of blue-collar factory workers that love country music. And it was the time where Garth, it was the class of 87. It was Randy Travis, Clint Black, all those guys, and then all the brand newcomers as well. if you tried that team in that city today, it wouldn't work. If you tried a different team in that city then, it wouldn't have been as magical. So,
right. Talking to Eddie Haskell. You're in the Mississippi Minute in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful Studios. Eddie, I know you're from Oklahoma. A lot of great acts from Oklahoma. You know, you spent time in Motown. You spent time in the mountains. But we, down here in Mississippi, are the birthplace of American music. So, you get to play DJ, my friend, which is something you should feel very comfortable doing. Would you like to hear Howlin' Wolf or Albert King?
Oh, let's do Howlin' Wolf.
That's what we got, Eddie Haskell. We're going to get into his name in a second and talk about his Tesla podcast that he's got rolling right now. You're in a Mississippi Minute rolling down a Mississippi highway with me and my man, Eddie Haskell, on Super Talk. We'll be right back.
45, save you from another man. I'm in lies about that. Some of them cries about that. Some of them dies about that. Everybody fighting about a spoon. That spoon, that spoon, that.
It's a madness sale. We're back on the lot. The deals are astounding.
Really? Stop the noise.
Quality vehicles, affordable prices, Pinnacle Motors. It's what they're all about. Come see Steve Owen and the friendly staff and find a quality pre-owned vehicle with financing available and a warranty. Pinnacle Motors, on the corner of Highway 471 and Baker Lane and Vine Street in Brandon, and online at PinnacleMotorsLLC.com. Quality vehicles, affordable prices, Pinnacle Motors.
A Complete Flag Source is proud to announce that Mississippi has a new state flag. We are taking orders now for all sizes of the newly designed State of Mississippi flag. Flags are in production, and soon you can be flying one at your home, school, or business. Place your order by emailing at sales@completeflags.com, calling our store at 601-362-9333, or finding us on the web at completeflags.com. Have you paid a visit to our store? A Complete Flag Source is located at 5295 I-55 North, Jackson. Too far to visit? Give us a call at 601-362-9333 with your order or questions. Thank you for shopping local and supporting a Mississippi-owned business.
I wish there was a place where we could sample wines before we buy.
There is. Colony Bistro and Wine Bar just opened right next door to Colony Wine Market in Madison. They have 32 wines by the glass, wine flights, and the food is terrific.
Yes. Get your purse, sweetie.
This is Brent Calloway. Since 1954, Calloway's has been family-owned and operated. Located in Gluckstadt, just south of Germantown High, Calloway's has everything you need to make your yard and garden beautiful. Calloway's has just received a large shipment of ceramic pots. All sizes, all colors, all 40% off, no exclusions. Our farmer's market is full of fresh fruits, vegetables, local honey, jellies, and jams, and the best tomatoes in town. Calloway's has farm fresh produce 7 days a week. Calloway's has special pricing on outdoor patio furniture and the largest selection in the South, period. We offer bulk soils for the do-it-yourself project. Calloway's offers landscaping. Designers Clinton Streeter and Corey Castle can design and install your landscape from a small job to total transformations. Just give us a call to discuss your landscaping needs. Visit Calloway's in Gluckstadt on Calhoun Station Parkway, south of Germantown High.
Calloway's is everything for home and garden. That's what Calloway's is.
Gulf Seafood Outlet.
Fresh Gulf Shrimp.
Gulf Seafood Outlet.
Fresh Gulf Oysters.
Gulf Seafood Outlet.
Your fresh seafood headquarters.
Gulf Seafood Outlet.
Highway 51 in Ridgeland, just past Lake Harbor Drive. 601-790-9407.
I'm Kelly Bennett, and you're listening to Super Talk Mississippi News. With the state's healthcare system already stretched thin as the Delta variant continues to spread, Dr. Luann Woodward at UMMC fears we haven't seen the worst of it.
We had a major social event last week, the Neshoba County Fair. We've got schools starting back next week. People want to get right back into football season and all the things that come with schools starting back. This virus is very contagious, and so I don't think we've seen our peak, and that means we haven't seen our peak of hospitalizations.
A last-minute eviction moratorium is being issued by the CDC, and because of the surge of COVID cases, it's going to affect every county across Mississippi. The delay will give organizations more time to distribute rental assistance money that's been made available. All evictions are being halted until the number of cases declines and remains low, or until October 3rd. For more information, find us online at supertalk.fm. I'm Kelly Bennett.
Is your business or home protected from power outages? Hurricanes cause widespread outages, with some lasting days and even weeks. Don't wait for a hurricane to hit. Prepare today with a standby residential or commercial generator from Taylor Power Systems. Give yourself an advantage over power outages with a Taylor Power standby generator. Give us a call today at 601-922-4444.
The Great American Cleanup has begun. It's the state's largest effort to prevent litter and beautify communities. Keep Mississippi Beautiful is working to expand our wildflower plantings across our state and to make Mississippi more beautiful. We encourage you to volunteer with us this year. And remember, cover and tarp your load and keep litter in its proper place. Learn more at keepmsbeautiful.com.
Whether you're a rebel, a bulldog, a golden eagle, or just a sports fan, Super Talk Mississippi has got a podcast for you.
For you.
Sports Talk Mississippi, The Rebel Report, Thunder and Lightning, the Super Talk Eagle Hour are all now available for you. And it's all free.
Free.
Get them all on demand at supertalk.fm and on your smartphone. Just search for Super Talk on iTunes, Google Play, or anywhere you listen to podcasts.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
It was at the end of Indianola.
We're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful Studios. That's what I'm talking about. I'm Steve Azar. I'm with my man Eddie Haskell, one of the greatest program directors.
I was under the impression this was only going to be a minute.
Well, yeah, well, a minute for everybody else, but when you're in Mississippi, it takes us a while.
I didn't make the connection. It's a Mississippi minute, but yes. You're right. It's about an hour. Okay, yeah. I got you.
Well, as my brother Joe say, it's 61 minutes because of Highway 61. I said, Joe, that's overthinking it and overanalyzing like Eddie and them are talking about these records these days.
How's Joe?
Brother Joe is good. He's all good. Lives close to Oxford, where he went to school at Ole Miss. So he's happy. He's running a show for development. He gets calls from, yeah, I love it. He goes from getting a call from Vince Neil and Hank Three, all the guys he used to work with, to developing Panola County in Mississippi as the head of economic development. So there you go, right there.
I love that guy. And I will tell you, just the strength of the relationships in country music. The fact that I know Joe, it tells you how the world was back then.
Oh, no, I know. Well, that's what we're talking about. Now, listen, Eddie, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this because it's important that we get to the Tesla thing, something that you've been doing that you sounded so excited about when we got together in Nashville. and I can't wait because I think it's going to be inspiring for people that are scared of doing the podcast or just not getting started for a lot of reasons. But real quick, can you tell me why Eddie Haskell, the name was chosen? Because I don't think I've ever asked you.
No, you know what? It's funny you say that. I don't know if you followed the Taylor Swift trial here in Denver a couple of years ago. But a DJ at the backstage grabbed her butt.
Oh, I remember.
He ended up losing his job. I was his boss.
Of course you were.
So yeah. I was the guy who had to fire him, so I had to testify in that case, which, by the way, if you've never testified in federal court at a Taylor Swift trial, it might be the most stressful day of your life. But it was funny because his attorney was just beating me up. Like, did you want to fire him anyway? Did you like him? And all this stuff, just really hammering me. Her attorney gets up and says, well, we all know, because in court you got to use your real name. He said, well, we all know Eddie Haskell's not your real name. Where'd that come from? And I talked to her attorney after the case, and he said, after you told that story, when every single person in the jury was laughing, I thought, well, we've won this one. And she did. So
the star
smart,
witness.
Smart, right. Well, it was smart attorney. For making it lighthearted instead of just a battle, and it really worked. So I started in radio, and my actual name is not sexy at all. It's just a normal person's name that you would never use on the radio. So I get into this top 40 radio station in Oklahoma City. And, you know, every top 40, it's all Jam and Jay and, you know, all these crazy DJ names. And I've got this boring, normal, oaky name. So I go in to the program director's office, and we're talking. It's about noon, and he says, oh, yeah, and I'm doing the night show. He said, oh, yeah, we got to think up a good name for you. He goes on about his business. About 3 o'clock, I go back in. Hey, do you want to talk about my name? He's on the phone. He holds a finger up, you know, like, hang on 1 second. I go back at 5, and he's gone, and I'm going on the air at 7. So I don't know what to do. So I go on the air, and I do my first break, and I said, I'm the guy, the DJ with no name. I've got a dull, boring name, and my boss didn't like it, so he said we got to come up with something more creative, but we never did. So I guess I'm just the DJ with no name. So I go into the commercials, the hotline rings, and it really is like you would imagine. The phone is always red. It's a red phone right next to the where you stand in the studio, and this light just flashes when it rings, and I thought, oh, I'm fired 4 minutes into my first job.
Nameless.
So I pick up the phone, and he says, that's brilliant. Let's do this. Let's have the listeners call and suggest names. And then each night we'll recap the top 3. And then on Friday we'll have the top 5 and people can vote, and that's who you'll be.
Unbelievable.
And yeah, and so as I said at the Taylor trial, so thankfully Eddie Haskell won, or Pete Moss would be sitting here today.
Wow.
Because that was the number 2.
Pete Moss
was the number 2.
Let's dig into Tesla. You're doing something different than most radio guys are doing. You're still dealing with deciding on records, getting on the radio. You bounced around into big markets, and you've been a game changer for them. But now, all of a sudden, you have a new podcast. And I've never seen you more excited in my life. You're just going crazy over this Tesla thing. You get you a Tesla. All right, so tell me how it all got started. And I want people to understand how to get into your podcast,
sure.
Subscribe and all that.
Yeah. It's funny. I was ready for a new car. I typically leased cars, and it was time. So I had seen a Tesla. You know, they don't do any advertising, but they were at some event in Portland, and I sat in one, and it's got that big 17-inch screen in the middle. And it's just a sexy car. So I loved it. And I was talking to a friend of mine, and he said, what kind of car are you going to get? And I said, well, I'd love a Tesla. And he said, have you driven one? And I thought, uh-oh, here's where he talks me out of it. And I said, no. He goes, drive one. You'll buy it. I kid you not, I took a test drive. The second we parked, I said, okay, do I go in and order it, or do I just go home and do it online?
Or do it on your phone right there. Just like.
Right. I'm on my second Tesla now. And I kid you not, I bought that car on my phone.
What did I just say? At Amazon.
Online at Tesla.com. And I bought it on my phone in the Grizzly Rose, which is a bar in Denver. And I was building it, you know, and picking the color and all that, just showing somebody how easy it is to buy one. And then it said, would you like to put a deposit on Apple Pay? And we just all howled and laughed. And the guy says, well, are you? And I just took my finger and put it on the fingerprint reader like, nah, 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 nah. Yeah. And then I bought a Tesla. So so I bought the car. I absolutely loved it. And I have a friend that has gotten out of radio and has a company that does podcast coaching. He teaches people how to tell their story. And we were at lunch, and he said, you know, you've got to do a podcast. And I said, yeah, I don't know. I don't hunt. I don't fish. I don't travel. I don't cook. I don't even know what I do a podcast about. Then we spent the entire lunch talking about the new car I just bought. Lunch finishes up. We're standing up, getting ready to go, and he puts his finger on my chest and says, you do a podcast about Tesla. And I said, oh, I wonder if there are any. And he said, it doesn't matter. You're not doing them. You do it, and you tell your story and your thoughts about Tesla, and it'll be different from any that are out there.
Do you get a free one now? That's what I want to know.
I don't even think they know I exist.
Oh,
man.
If I could get
Elon Musk's attention and get him on the show, I'd never have to work again, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
So one night, one Sunday, it just kept sticking in my head for a few weeks. And one Sunday, I thought, well, if I was going to do one, how would I lay it out? And I got out a piece of paper, and I said, well, I'll tell a story, because I love telling stories. And then I'll do kind of a recap of the week's news, and then maybe a tip for new owners. And so I went into the home studio, and I recorded one. And I listened back, and I thought, well, that's not the worst thing I've ever done. So then it was, how do you get it on iTunes? Well, then how do you get it? And that first week, I wouldn't tell anybody that I knew that I was doing a podcast, because I like to fail quietly. So I was like, if this doesn't work, I don't want anybody to know I even tried. So the first week, I think I had 37 listens, and I was ecstatic. It was like 37 total strangers listened to my show.
I love that from a guy that's been Billboard's top radio personality.
37 yeah, people. I know. I mean, it's the little things. And so I committed, because iTunes is littered with 4-episode podcasts, people who start and don't have the commitment or just don't do it. And so I said, I will do 10 weeks. I don't feel like it's worth it. I'll stop. And just did number 161 last night. So
wow. And so they're all up. They're all available?
They're all up. Yeah, anywhere you get podcasts, it's called Plug Your Ride. And
Plug Your Ride.
Plug Your Ride. It's on Apple. It's on Google
Play, Stitcher, probably, yep. All that. Right.
Yep. Spotify, iHeart, right. All of them. Yep.
We're talking to my man Eddie Haskell. You're in the Mississippi Minute, the Keep Mississippi Beautiful Studios. Super Talk. Don't you go nowhere.
Mississippi News doesn't sleep, and neither do we. At supertalk.fm, you get news from all over the state. From stories to keep you safe, to legislation that could affect your bank account, to weather reports to help you better plan your weekend. Plus, find in-depth interviews with the newsmakers in the Supertalk podcast archives. And everything Mississippi sports. Your Mississippi News. All the time, on air and online. At supertalk.fm.
You're looking for somebody to fix your roof, right? Watkins Construction and Roofing. I know by personal experience and customer feedback, they are number one. New roof, roof repair, metal roofing, skylights, roof windows. Our friends at Watkins Construction and Roofing will settle for nothing less than the most professional job in the industry. Again, it's that attention to detail that powers Watkins' continued growth. For a free estimate, call the Watkins team at 601-966-8233 or go to nomoreroofleak.com.
D&S Diamonds is a quaint little jewelry store located on Market Street in Flowood. Our specialty is offering great values on jewelry you typically won't see in other stores. From antique and estate to our own custom designs, from decadent to affordable, you never know what you'll find on your next visit to D&S. And if you have unwanted, broken, or out-of-style jewelry, we can purchase it, consign it, or help you repurpose it. D&S Diamonds, where the N stands for Newton, 144 Market Street between Mia Bella's and the Great American Cookies.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. On that heavy shelf you hung yesterday. Turns out, you didn't use enough anchors. Wait,
You didn't use any anchors? Now you've got an open floor plan. Trendy. And if you have the wrong home insurance, you could need a wall of money to fix this. So get home insurance with Allstate and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
If you or someone you know suffers from dizziness or imbalance, Physical of Jackson, spelled F-Y-Z-I-C-A-L, can help improve your balance and decrease your chances of falling. Susan Geiger and her team of specialized therapists are as unique as their name, providing a personalized approach to therapy and cutting-edge equipment. Physical, F-Y-Z-I-C-A-L, spelled different because we are different. Call today for your appointment, 601-487-2260.
In the metro area, the houses talk.
Hey, Jan, how's it going today?
Hey, Barney.
You're not sold yet?
No, my shutters need replacing, my floors need unbuckling, my boudoirs need updating.
Well, my person called Will White with the price, and Will White said the price was right. No updating, no nothing. I'm sold as of tomorrow.
Call Will White. He buys houses. 601-401-4323. 601-401-4323. Or online at homebuyersms.com.
At Fillmore Buick GMC, we strive to make buying your next vehicle easy and take care of you long after you drive off the lot. That means upfront and honest pricing, doing everything we can to make the time you spend in the dealership as short or as long as you need. It means we understand that purchasing a vehicle is more than just a transaction for you. We want you to enjoy the experience as much as we appreciate your business. Find your next Buick, GMC, or pre-owned vehicle at FillmoreBuickGMC.com. Fillmore Buick GMC. You drive everything we do.
I just love sports, and I especially love my sport, Brian. Brian is my superhero on the weekends because he is a barbecue grill master. That boy knows how to heat up some charcoal. Woo! We just love it when we smell that delicious Polk smoked sausage on the grill. Whether it's Polk's original smoked with a hint of sage, Polk's Cajun with a kick of Cajun seasoning, or Polk's garlic and green onion with, well, garlic and green onions. Tell your sport you want Polk's on his grill. No buts about it, folks. Picky people, pick Polk's.
Bad internet is bad for business. We've all been there. Lagging video chats, slow downloads.
Oh, come on.
It's just not a good look. Instead, call C Spire Business. Our local experts deliver gigabit speeds backed by thousands of miles of fiber for the fastest, most reliable internet around. Period. No excuses, no apologies. Just fiber-fast internet that works. C Spire Business. See how our fiber solutions can help power your success at cspirebusiness.com.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
When you're young, you think you know it all. Yeah, you hot rod cowboy.
I'm with my man Eddie Haskell. I'm Steve Azar. We are in a Mississippi Minute. He was confused. He thought that it was 1 minute, an actual minute. And, you know, people in Mississippi, we do things different down here. We got our own time clock and rules, so don't be messing with it.
Oh, I get it. I get it now, man.
All right. Hey, Eddie. When you first set to do your podcast called Plug Your Ride, everybody check it out, please. Plug Your Ride. And while you're at it, you can subscribe to In a Mississippi Minute. We're over 200 shows now and counting, and a lot of great stories like Eddie's. Eddie, when you decide you're going to do it, is it scripted or is it you're just going, you're winging it? I mean, how'd you start? Like,
you know what I've found? I go back and I listen to number one again, and the show has grown so much. After about a year, I kind of felt like I'm this guy going into my guest bedroom once a week and talking to myself. And everybody seemed to enjoy it, but I felt like it was lacking something. So I had a friend who I worked with in radio that bought a Tesla, and he lived in Seattle. And so I reached out to him, and I said, I feel like I could use a co-host. So he's like, well, giddy up. So I brought on Justin about, I want to say, probably 55 or 60 episodes in. And since then, for the last 100 or so, it's a two-person show. And it added so much to the way it sounds. It took it from a monologue to a conversation, and it really changed it entirely. So when I started, what I did again, back on episode one, is it kind of was scripted. And then I would listen back to them and think, I sound like I'm delivering a script. So what I do now is really bullet points. And, a secret that I always had with my DJs was what I call learn and tell. So instead of writing something that says, join K92 this Saturday at Valley View Mall as we blah, 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 I've never said as we in a conversation with you. So people tend to write differently than they talk. So what I always tried to coach my DJs with was what I said, learn and tell. I want you to look at what I just wrote, okay? What are we trying to do? We're trying to get people to the mall on Saturday to win a car, okay? Put it away. Now tell me what you want me to know. And so I've tried to do more of that with this show, so it's more conversational, but it's so much easier,
of course,
when there's another person with you, because you really do have a conversation.
I've got nobody with me, but actually I have you with me, so I get it.
Well,
so,
exactly.
No, it's a big difference, Eddie. Having like you and I are having a conversation, and
right.
I think people are into listening to people having a conversation. You know?
Oh yeah. Well, and that is one of the things that has really changed the way it was done. So what we do is we spend all week long. I save news articles that will inspire me and give me something to talk about that weekend, and we put them in a shared file that he can see as well. And then we just kind of build the show an hour before, and then record it, and then post it up on Sunday nights. And it's worked out really well. But yeah, I think you have to get your thoughts down. If somebody has a passion and they're going to do a podcast, you can't really. Here's the dirty secret with radio. Nobody is one of the things we used to talk about is how Seinfeld was famous for being a show about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That show had a dozen writers to write a show that was put together so well you thought it was about nothing. And it's the same way. If you think you're just going to go you turn your recorder on and talk for a half hour, hey, people aren't going to enjoy it. You've got to think about what you're going to do, and that's what makes a good show is that you've put some thought into what you're going to do before you start
right.
The journey. You don't just get in a car and go drive. You know where you're going. You may not map out every turn to get there, but you know you've got to go south on I-25, and then you'll figure it out when you get closer. So, I think that is a really important process. Make it sound good. If you screw up, start over.
Check out Plug Your Ride on all podcast formats. And Behind the Rose is coming up. You got to check it out. He's my brother. We're in a Mississippi Minute, and now we're not. Later on, everybody. Bless you.
I love you, buddy.
I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
I'm still trying to find. Hey, folks, it's Steve Azar. My friends at Guaranty Bank are excited to introduce contactless debit cards. These contactless debit cards can make checking out quick and easy. The tap-and-go process is quicker than inserting a chip card and way faster than using cash. How do you get your new contactless card? Well, it'll automatically be mailed to you when your debit card expires, or you can contact your local branch. Go to gbtonline.com to find out more. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
Mississippi News doesn't sleep, and neither do we. At supertalk.fm, you get news from all over the state. From stories to keep you safe, to legislation that could affect your bank account, to weather reports to help you better plan your weekend. Plus, find in-depth interviews with the newsmakers in the Supertalk podcast archives. And everything Mississippi sports. Your Mississippi News. All the time, on air and online. At supertalk.fm.
A Supertalk Mississippi Media Production.